This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I grew up in this district, as was mentioned before, attending games at old RFK Stadium. It was a special place. Many of our early memories as a football fan were formed there, watching the great teams and sharing the experiences with my family and the tremendous fans of this team. A generation of fans growing up rooting for the team did not have that experience, but the next ones will, and I could not be more excited for them.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell at yesterday's announcement that the Commanders and DC have a deal at the RFK site for a new stadium. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. In 17 minutes at 3:20, we're giving away another pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Caps-Canadians Game 5 at Capital One Arena.
Your pals, we're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
I got no deal breakers for me personally. I am curious, as we hit the phones here at 800-636-1067, what would bother you guys about a stadium in D.C.? And if the trade-off is a bridge too far, the things that seem the least popular so far is that it would be enclosed as a roofed stadium. To me, that's a no-brainer. I actually think it's a strength, not a weakness, and it's also just a non-starter. You're not building a stadium in the city that does not have a roof because you can't do the things you need to do to make the money necessary if it doesn't have a roof. I just also think it's, while romantic and cool to say, I want to be in the elements, the snow, there's more people that don't than the people that do. So, bottom line, it's... Now, we could talk about it, but it's going to be okay, trust me. And you're going to be okay in 70 degrees, enjoying yourself when it's freezing or hot out, and you're just very pleasant.
You'll get used to it pretty quickly, too. I'm telling you, these dome stadiums where the noise is well-engineered, and all of a sudden it becomes like part of the pride of it. Like, I understand the outdoor, there's nothing like it. Like, the 2 degrees, it's freezing, and everyone's yelling, and it's awesome and intimidating. I'm telling you, you could still get that intimidating right on top of you feel in that dome stadium, maybe more so.
The best stadiums in the league mostly are enclosed right now. You think about the Vikings, that's considered number one in the National Football League. Allegiant is the best that I've been to. And yes, a retractable roof would be better if money wasn't an object.
That's my first choice, but that's an extra bill.
Harris and company ain't spending more than $2.7 billion or whatever the number is now. And unless D.C., which already doesn't want to pay what they're asking for, which is the second biggest investment in public money for a stadium in NFL history behind the current project in Nashville, unless you want to add to that, you're not getting a retractable roof. It's just not realistic. Parking, I do think, is going to be an issue. And I do think not only is it a problem because you can't park there and drive there, which a lot of people want to do, but tailgating is going to be lesser, and I think it's important culturally to this fan base. Let's go to Larry in D.C. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys. Me and my buddies, we gave up tickets, and I haven't been to a home game since 2008. Anytime big games were going, I was flying to other cities to watch games because the experience was so much better. And, you know, last year really kind of roped me back in. I love everything the Harris Group is doing, but I'm having flashbacks hearing about bad parking. You know, how do we get rid of, when I was a kid, in order to buy tickets in the neighborhood, you had to show a picture when you bought the tickets of you and your family in then Redskin gear to buy their tickets. They wouldn't even sell them to fans. So if you don't have the parking and the tailgating, how do you build all of those memories again? I think it's a big, big concern for me. You know, when you go to Northwest now and you're in that way back stadium, and again, I haven't been there since 2008, but it would take over an hour and a half just to get out of that stadium.
Yeah.
I can't imagine with, you know, a lot less, let alone no one has talked about the traffic on 295. I think Danny mentioned it a few minutes ago.
I did, yeah.
30 years of more population, and they've done nothing to 295. You couldn't get into the stadium back in the old days to begin with.
Well, that's why, Larry, I think, you know, it's a good phone call.
Right on, bud.
You laid it out well. I think they're banking on the vast majority of people taking public transportation. And you've talked about where you could do it via water, maybe, and there, you know, a lot of people will bike to the game from around the city or whatever. I think they're banking on the metro.
Yep, big
but
time.
My issue with that, if I have one, I guess, is there's no talk about a second metro stop and or doing any real work other than just touching up the current metro that's there. Do we need a second metro stop on the other side of the premises, or is it going to work right there at the Armory? I'm not really sure. I have not gotten off that metro and been there in a long, long time. That's how I got to the game many, many, many years ago. But I think the idea is that there's not going to be more than 7,000 to 10,000 people driving at any given point, and that almost everybody else is going to get there via ride shares, that they want to have a state-of-the-art operation in that way.
So now the Nets Park situation was and will always be different. It's 81 games. It's a different animal than that tailgating culture. But something thoughtful was done. That bullpen right across the street, or right up the street, up, you know, 100 yards from the center field gate, that became the hub, and that's kind of the local watering hole. So that took the place of what tailgating would be. You're hoping that, again, something is thoughtfully done in and around the stadium here, this new one at RFK, if it indeed goes through, where – yeah, you don't get to take up 1.5 spots and get the little propane grill going, but you do get to play your beanbags. You do get to play your the different ring toss games and whatever, drinking your beer in a big field or some sort of locale like the bullpen has, something like that. I'm not saying it's the same, but
yeah,
that might be their answer. The idea, what they want, is you head down there at some point in the morning. You get off the metro, you get off the whatever, you walk over, you're on campus, and you have your grand old time, and then you walk into the game. That's their sort of counter-selling point to where the new era is going.
The story in the Post is that the 8,000 parking spots would almost all eventually be in a garage. So we're not talking about really any legitimate parking lots,
right,
for tailgating, which was a report from Eric Flack, if you remember, going back a couple of months ago when we had him on the show to talk about this. So it's not out of nowhere. And at that time, the response we got from fans was actually very negative, and a lot of them saying, I'd rather be in Maryland than in D.C. if I can't tailgate. Now, I think they'll come around on the possibility of restaurants and bars. You know, that guy said, how am I going to make my memories? How am I going to have an experience if I can't park and I drive there and tailgate and do some of that? It's a different experience, but you know, if you're going to restaurants and there's sports bars, if you're hanging out Navy Yard style and the garage doors open on a nice fall day for the restaurant, or you're sitting right out front of the place on a street that's closed down or on the waterfront, maybe it's harder with kids, you know, being around, yep, people in a bar atmosphere. I don't love that, but there's a lot of things about taking kids to a football game over in Landover right now that aren't that fun either. Let's go to Sean in Alabama. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, bud?
So my question is, what is going to be a must food or local DMV restaurant that needs to be a concession stand inside the new stadium?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, the easy one, thanks for the call, buddy.
I mean, the iconic spot is Ben's Chili Bowl.
Exactly.
That's the first thing that jumps to mind. And I'm sure they'd be well represented, you would think.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
How about some Pupatella pizza?
Oh, hello there.
Our good friends at Pupatella. We just did a show on Friday. They made us VIPs.
Now, do you think our VIP cards would work there too?
They'd better. They work
happens
at all 11 locations.
Uh-huh. Now, who's used? Raise your right hand if your name is Grant and you used it this past weekend.
Boom goes the dynamite.
My hand is up.
Caps watch party.
Atta baby.
There where pizza's consumed.
Atta boy.
Pupatella making a play. What do you think? What would you need there?
That actually is a fascinating question. I mean, obviously, just because the history, what it means to the city, Ben's Chili Bowl is probably the first thing they should do.
Rockland's Barbecue?
Yeah. A couple local spots like that. I mean, and there's... I mean, really do it up. Do like the jumbo slice from Adams Morgan. Do, I don't know, put like every iconic easy spot in there. Like you can't, like Rasika's amazing, for example, one of my favorite restaurants in the world. Probably wouldn't fit at the new RFK. Or,
and you're not doing fine dining.
Yeah, like
while you're
love the Red Hen. It's an amazing Italian spot, but like, what, you can't put that
now you're
there,
just
right?
Naming nice DC restaurants.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm running through my brain. I wasn't ready for the question. That's a great question.
You can't do, to your point, like high-end stuff that you're doing in a shirt and tie with your buddies.
Yeah, put the Italian store in there.
That's a Danny Rue staple.
Get me one.
I could get behind that. Yeah, I like that idea. It's a great question. I'll have to think about it more. But you can hit us up, by the way, 800-636-1067, discussing some of what you would need at the stadium and or any potential issues that you have. Just thinking about...
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
About the complaints that I've gotten a bunch of. The PSL thing, people hate that. I totally get it.
And by the way, you're right. I'm going to hate it too.
Yeah, it's a thing. Terrible. It's a useless, I mean, it's great for the people that make the money off of it, but it's a... You know, it's like a timeshare. It's kind of a crock to me. I'm paying money for the right to pay more money.
Yep.
Explain it better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But it is also what happens at stadiums now. And it's how money is made to fund this stuff. So it's just part of it.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it a better way than this. It is a cash grab when cash is needed. In other words, a whole bunch of money is going into this thing, whether, you know, and whether it's from borrowed against future values or the, you know, the pencil Olympics where they're moving money from one column to another and debt gets serviced in this way. And then, but you're paying it back with a rent that's only a dollar for 28 years and all these other kinds of things. The point is they're going to need some cash.
Yep.
That's how they get it. That's a cash raising thing. And it sucks for the fans. It just does.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
But you can either stay in a crappy stadium that nobody wants to be in and not have PSLs. Or you can build a Taj Mahal state of the art. And by the way, you're going to pay a lot more in tickets, too. I mean, we haven't gotten to that part either.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And that doesn't make, I know everyone wants to act like the billionaire is the jerk and that's, you know, mean Josh Harris or whatever. It's just the business of it. It's what happens. If you want a new stadium, I don't know that there's ever been a new stadium where prices went down.
Yeah, you put together six plus Billy. At a certain point, you'd like to start getting back in the black. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. Like,
yeah.
I know. It's not ideal, and it's going to be a rough adjustment, but I understand it.
What about the great American restaurants?
Oh, there we go.
How do we involve them on site?
So, like, a Best Bun situation fits.
I need a GAR on the campus in D.C. so that I could eat there before games. But Chris said, how about Aussie rolls and the burgers from the GAR spots? Sure.
Yep.
I'd love to get a basket of Aussie rolls in the second quarter to my seat. While I'm watching Jaden Daniels throw a completion to Luke McCaffrey for 19.
Second quarter Aussie roll sounds pretty good.
Let's go to John in Bethesda on Grant and Danny. How you feeling about the project?
Hey, fellas. I'm feeling stoked. All right. I think we're really nitpicking right now because if I'm being honest, out of all the times I've been to FedEx, it's the most unmemorable experience. Of going to a football game. And I get the tailgating's fun and all, but that stadium's in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing there. It's a mile walk to the metro. And to expand on the metro, I feel like that's going to be the make or break point for this new stadium. They're going to have to develop the metro. And I don't want to use this as an exact comparison because Capital One obviously does not hold 65,000 people. But I had a buddy who went to game two against the Habs last week. And he told me that they were so efficient at getting everybody out of that stadium and getting people onto the trains and onto the metro. He said he was home in probably 30, 35 minutes, and he lives up in Twin Brook. So I really think that this stadium is the best thing that's going to happen to this team, because all I think about when I think about FedEx is just losses and Dan Snyder. That's literally all I think about.
Not a bad summary.
That's the association.
You forgot all the losses and the not relevant postseason football and the lack of playoff games. But, yeah, your point is well taken. This is a gigantic win. It's absolutely one of the great days in organizational history if and when the vote goes through and they pull it off. My point is just it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be trade-offs.
Right. And that's what it is. That's the phrase, is trade-offs.
Yeah, and not being able to tailgate is going to kill me, but it's going to be something you just got to get over and figure out. Tailgate Ted just hit me up, by the way. So they sent out a survey, I guess. They emailed to people. I don't know what fans or who this is, if it's season ticket holders or what. But it asks if you prefer an all-inclusive tailgating option held by the team. Now, who knows ultimately like what this poll ends up meaning in terms of their actual planning. But I guess that would be something where you could go and quote-unquote tailgate, maybe bullpen style, as you said.
Right.
Where the team has some type of venue at the stadium where you could pay and go and be a part of the tailgating atmosphere. And maybe it's, you know, it's not you cooking on the back of your truck on your grill, but you're going buffet style down the line and getting a tailgate and hanging out with people throwing bags. I mean, they're going to have to do something like that to replace the experience for the people missing it. Let's go to Paul in Waldorf. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yeah, hey, man.
I'm an old school guy, but, you know, times are changing. I think it's time to embrace all this, including the name. The stadium is a brilliant idea. I mean, they're going to make it right. The ownership group here knows what they're doing. It's going to be unbelievable.
Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, I mean, again, they've earned the benefit of the doubt to me, Harris Ownership Group. And it doesn't mean that it's a perfect track record or everything they utter is going to be the exact right thing. As you said, there are going to be trade-offs, right? There are going to be things that we go, ah, man, that's not my favorite way to do it. But for me, what I think they've earned is a chance. Is a chance to win you over with the new way of doing it. So because you've been doing it a certain way for 20, 30, however many years, and they should be grateful for that, and they should be doing as much outreach as possible to folks that are going to have to make a big adjustment for this new stadium, and I presume that they will do that. But let's find your new routine. Let's find your new game day. This is what we've got for you. Pick from this menu. If you don't see something you want, let's try to implement that.
It's what you're going to have to do, but it's understandable that people don't want to do that.
Absolutely.
And by the way, they wore it and got kicked in the mouth long, long time, and now you're saying, hey, the thing you like the most about your experience you don't get to do anymore, but you're going to pay a lot more to do it our way. It's just not that fun to hear.
I totally get that.
Anthony's in Calvert on Grant and Danny. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
It's a mistake, man. I mean, we don't need the wine and cheese crowd, you know, jumping on the public transit from D.C. to go to RFK or from Northern Virginia to go to RFK. I mean, this team was built on the old school, the fun, the atmosphere, the hogs. I mean, you need to have some sort of tailgating. And I'm not talking about buy tickets to our non-impervious surface. You can play on AstroTurf, which has an approved drainage plan, so you can, you know, play in cornhole. I'm talking about, like, you need to have some aspect of traditional, old-school, do-what-you-want tailgating.
I agree. They've got to find a way. But the Post story backs up the reporting that was done by Flack, who we had on weeks ago. He said there will be very limited to no tailgating. The Post suggested all 8,000 spots would be in garages, ultimately. Or the vast majority of those. Very, very limited non-parking garage parking. And just to my knowledge, I don't know if parking garage is where you can tailgate. Generally, with a roof above you, you're not really allowed to do it.
Yeah, you can't really get the hibachi going.
Maybe there's some new technology I don't know about.
The smokeless hibachi.
Shane's in the city. What's up, Shane?
Amanda Grant, it's a great day for D.C. You guys know how I feel about that. How you guys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Good, brother.
All right, look, here's the thing, man. They can put any restaurant down there. They don't put the Ben Chili Bowls, that slop down there. Let's just get rid of that off the bat. Number two, we need a good barbecue place out there. This is great. There's not really a good barbecue place out here now. And the American Grill, by the way, Grant, I don't know if you've been there or not, the one in Springfield, just opened up a new barbecue place. It's actually not bad. It's better than Famous Dave's. You need to check it out. I know you love your American Grill, but you got to check it out. But you know what? This is a great day for D.C. This is a win-win. And by the way, the last caller, last time I checked, there's nothing wrong with wine and charcuterie board at all. And you know what?
What board is it?
The Carcucci board.
What board are you talking about there?
The security board, man. You don't know what
the
that is?
The security board. No. What's a security board?
No, that's security boy. That's a southern accent. You're just joking. You're joking on your boy.
I'm messing with my guy.
That's like me saying Eric's the enemy. You know, how long we played that game for 2 years?
I know where you're going with the charcuterie board, my guy. I appreciate you. You know he's going to be there.
Yeah. Shane will be there front row when he's not setting up a data center in Bulgaria or something
like
that.
What country is he in right. The week before he gets there?